Today on the Just Read podcast, we're turning to Numbers chapter 20, verses 22 through 29. As the Israelites approached the land of Edom to go around it, they camped at Mount Hor. Let's read what happens in Numbers chapter 20, verses 22 through 29. Now when they set out from Kadesh, the sons of Israel, the whole congregation, came to Mount Hor. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron at Mount Hor, by the border of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron will be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the sons of Israel, because you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and his son Eleazar, and bring them up to Mount Hor, and strip Aaron of his garments, and put them on his son Eleazar. So Aaron will be gathered to his people, and will die there. So Moses did just as the Lord had commanded, and they went up to Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. After Moses had stripped Aaron of his garments, and put them on his son Eleazar, Aaron died there on the mountaintop. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. When all the congregation saw that Aaron had died, all the house of Israel wept for Aaron 30 days. That was Numbers chapter 20, verses 22 through 29. The death of Aaron, the high priest, was an important event for the Israelites. This was the death of the man who led alongside Moses these 40 years. The high priesthood must now be passed on to Aaron's son, Eleazar. Finally, even Aaron was not exempt from the consequences of rebellion against God. Thank you for reading with me.